A simple, harmless, inexpensive technique to detoxify your body.
I've tried everything. Hot yoga, scream therapy, Adele. This is what works for me.
Okay, so in case you're lost.
Of course you are. But don't worry, you're not alone. But you should also worry because you're not alone.
Hey, it's Bob Angel.
Stupid.
Hi there.
Loser.
Hi there.
Racist.
Hey.
I was just kidding. You're so sensitive.
And Detox Mansion.
WMFO Medford.
Got a little turbulence coming up. Should be no problem. Just remain in your seat until the sign is turned off. Thank you for your cooperation.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you so much for your service. God bless you.
All right, welcome to Detox Mansion. We're opening up the gates now. And welcome. We've had a lot of, quite a few important musicians over the last several days. None more so than Mac Rebenack. Dr. John, the great Dr. John, which is weird because, you know, he only had one hit record his entire career. You know, those of us who listen to alternative rock stations and have been for many years are certainly familiar with more than that. I have a nice long set of Dr. John here to go. I don't know if anybody has been watching the coverage of what's been going on in New Orleans regarding Dr. John, the second line that they had on Friday, I think. It might have been yesterday. But he passed on Thursday morning, just before dawn, apparently. And the second line that they have going through Treme in New Orleans was just awe-inspiring, absolutely mind-boggling in its beauty and reverence to the great Dr. John. So let's just get started here. Let's go back to Dr. John's gumbo to get things started. And this is a nice, great song called Junko Partner, 91.5 WMFO.
Loaded. what he stands for. That kind of power is very dangerous.
Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
A cry from the white nationalist gut.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Such a night. You're such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight.
I got tell them to go higher, go higher, man. Cause we ain't do what you tell us to. Now if you're talking about hitting now, man, now talking about hitting now, hitting now.
All on a body,
that's where
sweeter than a pale-faced me.
WMFO. All on a Mardi Gras day. Yes, sir. Dr. John, the great Mac Remenek, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. And, man, they're going all out to celebrate the life of Dr. John down there in New Orleans. If you listen to a station, the famous station offbeat kind of thing that they have down there, WWOZ, has been all Dr. John all the time for the last several days. Up until last night, anyway. I haven't listened today yet, but if you want your picks of Dr. John, I would point you in that direction. Anyway, that was Mardi Gras Day off his 1970 album, Remedies. We also heard Ico Ico. Definitely a classic from Dr. John's Gumbo album, 1972. In 1973, it was In the Right Place, and we heard Such a Night. I didn't play Right Place, Wrong Time, because I figure everybody must have been playing that one. His one hit, you know. Anyway, Revolution before that, from Lockdown Blues, that album that was produced by Dan Auerbach in 2012. Mama Roo from Gree Gree, 1968, sort of where I think most people consider he actually started recording in 1958. I couldn't find those. I've seen pictures of his singles from back then. So he did have a 10-year career before he went national, but anyway, that was a great one, Gree Gree. And A Junko Partner, one of my favorite Dr. John songs. That's also off Dr. John's Gumbo in 1969. Anyway, all right, so that's my Dr. John tribute. We might play more Dr. John if somebody wants to chime in on Facebook and let me know what song you might want to hear. It's 11:33. Detox Mansion gates are open, and well, we have had some fine weather here in Boston for the last several days. What a weekend we've had. Absolutely not a cloud in the sky the whole weekend. Beautiful blue skies, dry, no humidity, just as dry as can be. Gorgeous. And we're going to get that for the rest of today, high around 77 degrees or so. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows dipping down into the 50s around Boston. And tomorrow, more clouds than sun, actually, with a high around 74, and the humidity is going to start creeping up. And then as the week goes on, we got all-day rain on Tuesday. We have all-day rain on Thursday. But Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are looking like decent days. Currently on the campus, well, that's not right. Well, the high temperature is supposed to be 77 today. Our little thermometer here says it's 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Can't possibly be right. It can't possibly be right. So I'm going to assume that it's wrong. I'm going to guess it's probably in the 72-degree range or something like that. But it's whatever. Head to the beach. It's beautiful. The winds are also out of the southwest. So if you go to our eastern-facing beaches along around Boston, south-facing beaches are going to be a little chilly, but everyone else is going to be just fine.
We used to write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Was that over already? That went faster. I was queuing up the next song, so why don't we might as well just sort of go and drive right in and play it. This is brand new from Death Cab for Cutie. Their album is called Thank You for Today. This is a song about friendship here. It's called When We Drive, 91.5 WMFO.
To be honest, or to be faithful every day to the end. I just need you to be always a friend. As the sun sets over Dakota, underneath the crimson ocean of sky, no, I'll always want you by my side. When we drive.
I'm so proud of him because he's going to clean the swamp, and I promise you folks, give him time.
It's Detox Mansion with Bob Angel, making radio great again.
Bigly. Did you just say Bigly?
That's right. Bigly.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
back down to gasoline alley where I started from. Take me back, won't you carry me on down to gasoline alley where I started from. Take me back, carry me on.
WMFO. Brand new music from Pete Yorn. It's a single right now called Calm Down. The back of the B side of that is Can't Stop You. Just a single at the moment. Before that, Rod Stewart did Gasoline Alley, title track from that album from 1970. Pauline Hawkins was the song by Drive-By Truckers that we heard from English Oceans. That came out in 2014. A Friend is a Friend, Pete Townsend from his musical The Iron Man that he put out in 1989. Bombed miserably, but a great song that came out of it. And Death Cab for Cutie, brand new stuff. When We Drive, another song about friendship there from Thank You for Today. Their most recent release came out last fall. Anyway, 11:58. It's Bob Angel. It's Detox Mansion. We're fast approaching high noon. But let's get another new song in. This is from the forthcoming album 3, Roman numeral 3, from the Lumineers. And there we go. This one is called Gloria. 91.5 WMFO.